Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Milwaukee Brewers host the LA Dodgers tonight in the National League Championship Series. The Dodgers are up 3-2. And whoever wins that series will meet the Red Sox in the World Series. Game one is on Tuesday at Fenway Park in Boston, and that's where we're going to go for this next story. At every Major League Baseball game, trained experts collect bats, balls, bases, jerseys, and other memorabilia used in games. They're called authenticators, and their job is to protect the league's history and a big source of revenue. Shira Springer from WBUR reports.
It's 90 minutes before the first pitch at Fenway Park. Outside the visitors' clubhouse, Major League Baseball authenticator John Martino goes over the game plan with Houston Astros clubhouse manager Carl Schneider.
Anything special today?
No, just the lineup card and whatever broken bats we have.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
Lineup cards and broken bats, the typical remnants of your typical baseball game. But the fact that they played a role in a major league game makes them special, cool in fact, and collectible.
But sometimes we'll do jerseys or, with us we do debuts, so if a guy has his first game, we'll authenticate his jersey after the game.
For every game during the regular season and playoffs, MLB's authenticators certify items with tamper-proof hologram stickers. The stickers contain identifying information about the item that's stored in MLB's memorabilia database. The authenticators tag bats, balls, bases, jerseys, pretty much you name it, and MLB will authenticate it. Really, anything, says Michael Posner, director of Major League Baseball's authentication program.
We have authenticated urinals from Busch Stadium. You know, don't take my word that there's urinals from Busch Stadium. Here's the hologram on it where the authenticator went into the clubhouse and put it on there.
So what's the market like for used urinals?
So as it turns out, that urinal was purchased by a urologist for a couple $1,000s at auction.
But it was the money paid for autographs, not urinals, that led Major League Baseball to establish its authentication program. It all started with the FBI's Operation Bullpen in the late 1990s. The sting operation exposed a network of memorabilia forgers. Back then, law enforcement estimated that more than half of autographs for sale were fake, and criminals were making millions. That prompted Major League Baseball to increase its anti-counterfeiting efforts. Posner says the weaknesses in the old system were easy to exploit.
Back in the late 90s, when Operation Bullpen took place, the only certificate or any way you got something authenticated was a piece of paper that was a certificate of authenticity. We realized that because that could be forged just as easily as a fake autograph, there needed to be another process, another step that helped protect the fan.
That extra step was the hologram sticker. Every season, baseball's authenticators now hologram nearly 1 million items. But it's not just for the fans. It also protects a lucrative revenue stream. Game-used memorabilia is sold at every Major League ballpark. Major League Baseball won't disclose sales figures, but Posner says authenticated memorabilia is a rapidly growing business. During games, MLB authenticators usually sit in a prime location near home plate. Their seats are so close to the action that you can clearly hear the ball pop into the catcher's mitt. More importantly, from their vantage point, the authenticators can clearly see all the action on the field, especially at the plate where they keep an eye on game-used bats and balls. In the second inning, Houston Astros right fielder Josh Reddick breaks his bat. And authenticator John Martino gets to work.
I'm going to get the bat from the bat boy and hologram it as a game-used broken bat.
Martino heads to the visitors' clubhouse, where the broken bat is passed out the back door.
Which I'm going to record who made the bat, the numbers on it, and anything like that that makes the bat unique, because all that information will be on the hologram information.
Next, Martino takes out an iPad and registers the broken bat in MLB's database of game-used memorabilia. And the broken bat is officially authenticated.
And I just give the bat back to Houston, because this will go back with them, and they'll sell it at their souvenir shop.
Martino is a former police officer. In fact, all authenticators have law enforcement experience, and they take chain of custody seriously. So seriously that after the Red Sox won the World Series in 2013, Martino collected all the champagne bottles used in the post-game celebration and drove them home. The bottles were too wet to hologram after the big win.
So the next morning, when my wife got up, I said, come with me, I want to show you something. I opened up the car, which smelled like a brewery. And she said, oh, you brought everything home to recycle it. That's nice. I said, no, not quite. But then I took all the items out, dried them off, authenticated them all, and then brought them back to the park.
The playoffs keep baseball's authenticators busy. Given the memories and money at stake, Posner figures that will always be the case.
You know, you build a better mouse, you build a better mouse trap, and then you build a better mouse trap, and you build a better mouse. It's a constant chase, and we're always trying to stay ahead of it.
Major League Baseball's authenticators will keep trying to stay ahead of the counterfeiters as players chase the ultimate piece of memorabilia, a World Series ring. For Here and Now, I'm Shira Springer.